I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, folks, welcome to Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. We'll talk the economic side of sports, political side of sports, all kinds of sports. We're heard, of course, everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, American Forces, radio guys and gals, You Stay Healthy, Sports Byline, Sports Map, sports stations like KSHP in Las Vegas, 1400 on your dial. Mark Mancini, the World War Sports Handicapper, will not be here this evening. Art Source, kicker for USC and the Rams, will. He's 126 years of age. We also should have Marty Smith from ESPN. He's written an interesting book, Sideline CEO, Leadership Principles from Championship Coaches. And my friend Dennis Tobler, who's been on this show many times. We do a football forecast weekly every week across America. We'll talk to him about what's coming up this weekend in the National Football League. All right, Roger Goodell, 3-year extension, a mere $225 million. $225 million, that's $75 million a year. Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, last Sunday, Cleveland's playing San Francisco. At that point, the 49ers undefeated. Cleveland's leading by 2 with a minute and a half to go. It's 125 Pacific, 425 in the East. Under NFL rules, everywhere except San Francisco and Cleveland, everywhere's territory except San Francisco and Cleveland, has to leave to go to the second game. Now, remember, the second game hadn't started. They went to 3 minutes of commercials. And you missed Mr. Mooney kicking, missing a field goal, and the 49ers are no longer undefeated. Yeah, Roger Goodell is worth $225 million. You got to have common sense here, folks. You got to have somebody from the NFL say, hey, this game's too close. We can't leave it right now. The other game hasn't even started. There has to be common sense somewhere. I don't know where it is. All right, before we go to a break, is it safe to go to a game now? Is it safe to go to a soccer match? People holding up flags with what's going on in the Mideast? Tell me. I don't think it's safe. I really don't. I think this whole world's going nuts. Not that it wasn't nuts before. We're not nuts. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Mark is off tonight. Mark Mancini, the World's Worst Sports Handicapper, but Art Source from Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania will be with us this evening. And we've called the spokesman for Jim Jordan, Representative Jim Jordan. He's going to talk about sexual allegations against his wrestling program at Ohio State. So far, he hasn't called back, but I have faith, since he never lies, that he'll definitely call back sometime this evening. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, I think the big story really is what's going on in this world. Would you show up at a game? Would you show up at a soccer match, Art Source, with people holding different flags for different countries? Is it safe to go to an athletic event? What do you think?
Well, Fred, many, many years ago, my dad took me to a Italian soccer game between Rome and Napoli. This is like in, I want to say, the mid-60s, late-60s. And a fight broke out at this stadium. And my father, you know, played for Vince Lombardi, was a very, very physical man. He tucked me under his arm, and we blew through that crowd and got out of there. And my dad, at that point in time, said, these people are absolutely livid nuts. Okay, to make that much of a game. We're talking about sports here. Now, yes, there's importance and we all care, but come on, at the end of the day, all right? No, to be honest with you. There's just so much volatility in the world, and it's a sad thing to see. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on or if you believe in both sides or whatever. You know, people need to do a checkup from the neck up, Fred, and really look in the mirror and say, hey, how can I diffuse what's going on in this world? How can I get people to understand that, yes, there's two sides to every argument, and just because someone has a differing view from you doesn't mean that you can't understand where they're coming from. And I mean this desperately, because if we don't do this very quickly and people don't come together with cooler heads, we're gonna put this whole thing, this whole world, into a situation where you don't know what's gonna happen.
Somebody's gonna hit the big bomb. That's my thought, if this doesn't stop very, very quickly. And again,
and now, you know what scares me also is I'm hearing rumors about Putin's health.
And
he's getting to the point with the Parkinson's where, you know, get all with it. That's how crazy this is. I mean, I hate to be that way, but that's what really scares me. And, You know, and then you have, you know, with what this whole BS situation with Hamas and these people who are backing these people when they're butchering and slaughtering babies. I mean, this is not the first time. We're supposed to have learned these lessons from the Holocaust and many other situations.
Well, it's hard for me to go to the internet.
And here we are again facing the same thing.
Yeah, it's
I know, Fred.
Two Saturdays ago is something that people will never forget. You can email us, folks. Would you show up at an athletic event nowadays? You know, everything's going on. We've got the NFL. We got baseball. We've got soccer. Would you show up? You got the beginning of the NBA.
Hey, even a Little League game, Fred. I mean, we're hearing, you know, where they can't find umpires for Little League, for soccer games, because the parents and, you know, and the reality of it is these kids are out there learning how to compete, learning how to, you know, they should be learning sportsmanship. They should be learning the you know, getting their physical bodies working for them, you know, and I'm looking at it and, you know, it's like, come on, everybody, take a deep breath. What's more important, your kid, your young child graduating with good grades, being a good person, going on to college, having a degree? I mean, it's great to be an athlete. I was really good. Okay. It's like at the third level, there's only 20 top jobs. And you might be the 27th best kicker in a 24-team league. It doesn't mean you're not good.
All right. We're talking anything and everything right here on Sports Overnight America. Roger Goodell, a 3-year extension. $225 million, as I opened the show talking about last Sunday, San Francisco, the 49ers, at that point undefeated, down by 2 with a minute and a half to go against Cleveland. And there's a ridiculous NFL rule which says that other than the territory of San Francisco's territory and Cleveland's territory, in this case, at 1:25 Pacific, 4:25 in the East, you have to cut to the second game automatically. I'm saying to myself, I'm watching it on Red Zone, so I'm watching it. I'm okay. But thousands of people across America were not okay. They have every right to scream. Roger Goodell's making $225 million over 3 years in an extension. How about using your head? Artie, I know you were watching the game too. What were your first thoughts?
Well, my first thoughts were I looked at the clock and it was only 4:05. So they had 5 minutes even before the second TV window games tee off. Then the other ones come on at 4:25. So my point is, you know, you're talking about maybe an extra 2 minutes of the broadcast. That's what I don't understand. I mean, right at 4:00, boom, the game doesn't start for 10 minutes or for 25 minutes of that. But getting back to Roger Goodell, you know, it's amazing to me because, you know, when he finishes this contract, he'll be 68 years old. He'll have been the commissioner of the NFL for 22 years. And, you know, he got a bump this year from $63.9 million to $75 million per year to be the commissioner of football. I just think, you know, that's just ridiculous.
You and I,
honest to God, Fred.
You and I grew up with
Pete Rozelle, who I thought was an excellent. Yeah.
How much do you think he made?
And Pete, I don't think Pete ever made $300,000 a year. Yeah. I'd be surprised if he did. Because, I mean, Al Davis basically told him, he goes, you know, who are you? And maybe that's why they're doing this. Maybe to deal with these owners, you have to make the kind of money they make so you can at least, so they have any respect for you. I don't know, but that just dumbfounds me. There's not a human being in the world, and I'm sure he's done great things for the NFL. The franchises are worth $5 billion, $6 billion, $8 billion, the Cowboys $10 billion. Who knows? You can't get the Redskins. The Redskins were $6 billion. You know, Snyder winds up with a team that he paid $800 million for, and he makes $5.2 billion being the worst owner in sports. Come on, Artie Moreno. Sell the team.
It's blank unbelievable. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Next week, the NBA begins. What about load management? They supposedly have passed some kind of rule where you can't just sit somebody out just to sit them out. People are buying tickets, very expensive tickets, Maybe they're buying season tickets, and then one out of three times their best player.
Let's say you're a huge LeBron fan, right, Fred? And LeBron comes to Philadelphia one time a year, and that's the game they decide that they're load management. So, you know, the odds of having both of them in the lineup at the same time if you're a Laker fan.
Well, what do you think about that? I agree with Popovich on every issue politically, but on this one issue, I disagree. He's the one that started this load management deal. So how do we stop it? I mean, so if they get fined if the team gets fined 100,000, big deal.
Chump change.
The fan didn't get to see the game. I mean, to me, it's outrageous.
Right. Well, that's what they have to start the fan. Okay. The average sports fan, he doesn't have the wherewithal to even go to a professional game or a college game anymore. I mean, when you're charging $336 for a ticket, not even a 40-yard line or 50-yard line ticket, we're talking, you know, an end zone seat for $336. And then, you know, the beers are $18. And, you know, your kid wants a pennant because he likes, you know, one of the players. He wants to get, you know, maybe a jersey. Well, you're out of there. You have two kids and a wife. And you go to the ball game, it's going to cost you probably $1,200 to $1,500. Not count, you know, to and from the stadium, parking, everything else that goes with it. So, I mean, at a certain point in time, when do the people start to say, okay, these guys, it's too much. The boat has left the harbor.
All right, folks, take a break here. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Latest, we'll talk to Dennis Tobler. Now place your bets, Dennis Tobler. Football Forecast Weekly, Dennis Tobler. We've had him on many times on this show. And we'll be talking to him, of course, about a whole slew of things in the media. Art will be back, I'll be back, and you'll be back on Sports Overnight.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Here, of course, with Art Source of Galaxy Sports, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, and from ESPN, Marty Smith with us, sideline CEO, leadership principles from championship coaches, a brand new book, the forewords by Timmy Tebow. Marty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me and giving me a platform to chat about it. I hope you guys are doing well.
Well, we're doing okay. Let me ask you a question. You talked to various coaches about all kinds of issues. One coach will say the most important thing to be a good coach is have the trust of your players. Then you got Lane Kiffin saying, you know, talent overrides that. I'm sort of on Kiffin's side based on what I see in this world. Marty, your comments.
Well, I mean, Lane is a unicorn. He's has his own way of perceiving everything in the world. And I appreciate his honesty there, because the chivalrous thing to do and the virtuous thing to do is point straight to trust. And I think that trust is imperative in order for any relationship to grow. And you got to have dudes. It's that old adage, Jimmy's and Joe's versus X's and O's, right? And I know right. Artie's heard that forever. But and in today's college football and today's NFL, if you don't have dudes, you're not going to win. I don't care how great your scheme is or anything else. But I think in order to sustain it, trust is very important. And if you continue to read through that chapter after Lane says – he would be an outlier, that he believes talent overrides or supersedes trust. Later in the chapter, he goes, yeah, but if you're good and then you have a crisis situation where you're losing and there's a lot of criticism and the players may not be able to handle it, what do you fall back on? Trust. So I understand where his heart is on that, and he's right. You got to have dudes, but if those guys don't trust you, you can't lead them out of a damn room.
Art Source, you're on with Marty Smith. The book is Sideline CEO, Leadership Principles.
Marty, I love your work at ESPN. And I really have become a big fan of your
Thank you.
And I go back to John McKay, John Robinson, Chuck Knoll, my coaches. And they were all about principles. They were about you being a gentleman, you playing the game the right way. And of course, you know, John McKay had some talent. I mean, if you look at the players that played for him in the 70s, it's unbelievable. And, you know, I look back at Ronnie Lott and Marcus Allen and Charles White, Anthony Munoz, Clay Matthews, guys who were my teammates, and they led by being leaders. And I think it's important for a coach, especially nowadays, to surround himself with a group. And this is the problem I'm finding with the NIL. Guys don't stay there like in basketball, the one and done. I think it takes a junior or a senior to step up and become that leader. And then the coach coaches the assistants coach the position players, but the leadership comes from that group of guys who really are your team leaders. And I just wondered what your thoughts were on that, Marty.
Dabo Sweeney said to me that when your greatest leaders are your best players, then you're really in a situation where you have something special. And he enjoyed that for years with Deshaun Watson, with Trevor Lawrence, with those kind of guys. But I think, too, that when you – John Calipari told me in the book – Artie, that when he knows he has a great team is when it becomes a player-driven team and a player-led team. And when he realizes that he's made it to that place, that means he's done his job that year. And so it's such an interesting thing because in basketball, especially there, look, I figured out why I didn't have my,
here he is.
there's my guys. I figured it out. We were laughing earlier that we've been doing Zoom for 3 years. And
I couldn't even get on the air if it wasn't for my wife. So, you know, Marty,
but it's interesting, especially in basketball because of one and dones and five-star guys going to the NBA and all that. You can't pass down your culture. You have to restart that culture every single year. And the great ones are able to do that, but not everybody is great at it. And so you look at guys like Tom Izzo, right? Tom Izzo has a very established culture. It's football on hardwood in Lansing, Michigan, for the Michigan State Spartan basketball team. Then you look at John Calipari, who brings in five-star guys, and a lot of them go straight to the league, and so he has to start over every year. So what do you have to learn how to do? Fail fast. You have to fail fast because you're taking all of these guys who've been told they were the greatest thing since sliced bread since they were 10 years old. They're going to be the next Michael Jordan. And you have to tear down the individual and rebuild them as a unit. And that's a hell of a challenge. And so you're right. I mean, when you have that player-driven group, player-led group, then you've really reached them on their level, which is such an important thing.
Marty Smith we're talking to. The book is Sideline CEO. You can pick up major bookstores everywhere, Leadership Principles from Championship Coaches. Let me put you on the spot here. Coach K, okay, for how many years he wouldn't touch a one and done? But then he stopped winning as he had before.
He had no choice but to evolve.
And all of a sudden he evolved into one and done. Not only that, one of the guys, Kyrie Irving, is a flat earther, anti-Semite. He had him for 1 year. So, I mean, to me, again, I'm a UCLA fan, so I'm not a Duke fan. But this point was, when he started going one and done, I'm saying there are no principles left.
Well, I mean, look, I guess ultimately it comes down to the evolution of the game. And he was looking at the fact that he was the consummate four-year program. Guys came in there. They stayed for 4 years. Bobby Hurley's, Christian Laettner's, Grant Hill's, all those guys stayed for years and years and years, and they won national championships. But then John Calipari started getting all the five stars. And all those five stars were going to the next level and making millions and millions and millions and millions of guaranteed dollars. So Coach K really had two choices: stay the same and hope he had an opportunity to win, or bring in – I remember that first class. I want to say that first class of one-and-done guys for him was like Okafor – what was his name? It's escaping me right now. But look, I just think it was his decision to evolve with what he believed the direction of the game was going. I mean, it's just that simple.
I agree with you. I agree
with
you.
When you have the opportunity.
You know, and here's the other thing that, you know, a lot of people don't realize this sometimes, that the alumni puts a lot of pressures on these guys. Now, in Mike Krzyzewski's case, I don't think they could put that much pressure on him. He had proven what he was. He goes back to Army with Bobby Knight. I mean, this guy was an incredible. It's to a certain point when you're a national champion four or five times, you want to taste those fruits of victory. So sometimes you change what you really believe, you know, to have to be competitive.
But one of the chapters in the book is evolution. I'm sitting right now at the University of Alabama. Bryan Denny Stadium is right there. Okay, I'm down here for the Tennessee-Alabama game right now. I spent all day Wednesday with Coach. And he – think about it. He was always the guy that lined them up in the I formation. They got downhill with the running game. They imposed their will at the point of attack. Derrick Henry, all those guys. All of a sudden, the SEC became an RPO, spread them out, throw it all over the yard conference. What did he do? He brought in Lane Kiffin. He empowered Lane Kiffin. He cussed Lane Kiffin a lot, but he let
Steve Sarkisian
start spinning around the yard. And then when Lane left, he brought in Sark. And Sark is a genius at creating mismatches in space for his skill guys. So what does that tell you? Nick Saban Mr. Impliable was malleable and changed. Why? Because he had to if he wanted to keep winning. This ain't hard math, boys.
Mm-mm. Marty, let me ask you one final question here. Do you think the NCAA and Mark Emmert at that point made a horrendous decision to go to NIL when you have quarterbacks in college making more than quarterbacks in the National Football League?
No, NIL is fine. If it was, if NIL was genuinely what it was devised to be, which is letting young men and women who have achieved at a high level or who stand out in a program benefit off of their performance, their name, their image, their likeness. That's what it was devised for. But that ain't what it is. It's pay for play. And not only is it pay for play, it's also gotten to a place, Fred, where legislation is being passed in certain states that allow high school kids to receive that money in order to sign at big universities. So it's the Wild West, man. And they, Coach Saban tried to tell us, y'all, and he got killed for it. Everybody thought he was anti-NIL. That is not true at all. What he is anti-no rules, and there needs to be some guardrails.
Marty, I've said on this show, if you split it on the football side 85 ways or the basketball side 13 ways, I'd be okay with it. But when one guy gets it, gambling is going to get involved here. Artie and I have been talked about this for years since NIL began. Some left tackle is going to be called by some bookie or something and say, hey, miss a few blocks, get your quarterback knocked down, and I'll give you $100,000. His quarterback.
Well, I mean, okay. If that's your hypothesis, then who's to say it didn't happen in 1979? Like, I don't know that I agree with that, Fred, because the free enterprise market is the
quarterback extra point always makes more money.
What'd you say?
I said, are you saying that extra point I missed in 1977 when the spread was 20.5?
The statute of limitations came up to me 10 years later and said, Artie.
Yeah. Robinson came up to me 10 years later and he goes, Artie, I met your Uncle Jizzy. I said, oh, you did.
Marty Smith, I certainly enjoyed the book, Sideline CEO, Leadership Principles from Championship Coaches, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. We'll watch you on ESPN. And thank you very much for appearing on Sports.
I love your Saturday morning show. That is my favorite.
Thank you, brother. We have a blast, and I appreciate y'all having me. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Marty. Marty Smith with us on Sports Overnight America. Back with more right after this.
This message is sponsored by Lysol.
Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes, you heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 scents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized. To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at the Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy three delicious menu items for just a dollar. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase three coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents,
no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Art Source from Galaxy Sports with us. And I'd like to thank Marty Smith for making an appearance. The book is Sideline CEO, Leadership Principles from Championship Coaches. You can watch him on ESPN. And you can watch Dennis Tobler on Football Forecast Weekly with yours truly, but Dennis has been doing it for 35 years. I've been doing it for three with him. And Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Fred. It's great to be on with you guys always.
We call Dennis, Dennis now Place Your Bets Tobler. He did a documentary, was it 5, 6, 7 years ago now? It's a long time ago. That's won all kinds of awards. Talk about that. And it's about the gambling influence to Las Vegas, how it happened and whatever. And where can people watch Now Place Your Bets?
Well, thanks for asking about it, Fred. It certainly is. We released it in 2017. We won film festival awards and international film festival awards for the next 3 years after that. And then Amazon Prime stepped in and took over the distributorship of it. So it's on Amazon Prime, and it's also on nowplaceyourbets.com. But what it is, it's the history of sports betting in America. So by taking a look at the history of sports betting in America, we go way back 100 years. Pete Rose is on the show. He's kind of a starring role because he's involved in sports betting his entire life. So we have many of those kind of people on the show, bookmakers, gamblers. All the people are interviewed in person. I hate to say this now, but 5 years later, 6 or 7 have passed on since the movie. So it's even more incredibly historic now. But yes, it's done well, and it certainly does show what hard work it took to make betting legal in America. It just didn't happen overnight.
Let me ask you a question. We just asked Marty Smith this question, and Art and I have talked about this ever since NIL began, where a quarterback can make $5, $10, $5, $7 million and a left tackle might be making nothing. What are the odds? Are the odds better under NIL because of envy or jealousy if a tackle's not making anything or he's making a few bucks and the quarterback's making $7 million of some bookie or somebody coming up to some gambler coming up to a left tackle saying, miss a few blocks and we'll give you $100,000. Are the odds of something bad happening collegiately, gambling-wise, are the odds better now under NIL than they were before?
Yes, 100%. And I disagree with your prior guest that NIL is not good for football. And Saban didn't warn anybody about anything. It happens that I don't care if you're in high school or college ball, and Artie, you know more about this than me, but if the quarterback's getting $7 million and you're busting your head for $500,000 every game, sure, it's going to open up opportunities. You can't say it won't. And as far as we're concerned in the real world, the integrity of the National Football League players isn't the highest of esteem. I mean, I'm not referring back to the Artie Source days, but I'm talking about in today's game. So, yes, I think it's highly likely that there will be a lot of gambling mishaps coming up in the future.
Art, you're on with Dennis Tobler.
We, you know, Shoeless Joe Jackson and I had a talk about this once. Did you hear what I said, Fred? Yeah. Shoeless Joe Jackson and I had a discussion about this a long time ago. And, you know, he said, I had no idea what was going on. I just wanted to play baseball. He got caught up in the 1919 Black Sox, you know, craziness. And, you know, the bottom line is this. We live in a crazy world right now, Dennis, that are happening at such fast dynamic levels. It makes you wonder, wow, I go back, you know, to the fearsome foursome in L.A., you know, my favorite football players. And in those days, it was simple. You know, guys actually had to have jobs aside from playing in the NFL. The commissioner of football, Pete Rozelle, made $300,000, not $75 million. So at a certain point in time, you know, we're reading about it. The word is G and ends with a D, greed. And that's what we need to stop.
I agree with that 100%. That's exactly what the problem is at every level with almost every sport at this point in time, because everybody is too greedy to play the game as a sport. I agree.
Thank you.
Dennis,
the love of the game.
Now place your bets, the documentary that you can watch on Amazon Prime. Dennis and I do football forecasts weekly. Where is it seen? Where is it heard? I know it's a lot of places across America. And in fact, you told me a couple of days ago, it's heard in England.
Yeah, the show's been picked up for all over. We've been, since you came on the show 3 years ago, we've really hit the big time because you're such a big star. Oh, so yeah. It really moved the show along. The show can be seen on practically every OTT platform there is on the internet, but specifically in England, it can be seen on pzaz.tv, and they broadcast all over the European Union. In America, go to footballforecast.com, my website. It's not pretty, but the show can be streamed from there. You can also look back at prior shows. You can also see my betting strategy. You can even enroll in getting my selections for the weekend. So go to footballforecast.com to watch the Football Forecast show. And Fred and I really work our tails off to get you the info. It's a good show. We're getting good.
I watch it every week.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Artie. Thanks. Good to hear.
Watch it every week. Most important thing I can tell you. Plus, you guys have a good time. And isn't that what life's all about in the end?
we have a great time doing that show. And we have a lot of back and forth cross. And I hear a lot from the outside coming in. You know, I get a lot of chatter coming in. I get a kick out of that, too.
Let me ask you a question. On Thursday night, Dennis Carr in New Orleans, they lose again, although they scored 24 points. You're in Vegas. He was in Vegas for all those years. I think you're higher on him than a lot of people are. Your comments.
Yeah, I am higher on him. I think the time when Gruden got fired, the Raiders were sitting in a pretty good position. And Derek Carr had been there 7 or 8 years at that time. And he plays within the system. He worked well with Gruden. They had a good team coming along there. But the minute McDaniel stepped in, he wanted to get rid of Carr. The prevailing
Dennis,
attitude...
can I ask you a question, Dennis?
Sure.
What did Rich Bisaccia do wrong in the situation?
I don't think Rich Bisaccia did anything wrong. Al Davis wanted a complete change. Mark Davis. But he wanted a complete change there. And then when McDaniels came up, they thought that was great, come from New England to come in there, you know, and then McDaniels just brought his staff along with it. But nothing was wrong with that. They should have left it in place. And that's where it goes back to the point of Carr. Carr was a leader on that team. He was hurt all the time, but yet he could get the job done. He never come out crying. He never complained after practice. He was always the one trying to pull them all together. And then at the end of the day, when McDaniels comes in and sets him on the bench the last 2 weeks of the season, that's the most embarrassing thing that could have happened to Derek Carr. And that was horrible. And
my nickname for McDaniels, right? I call him McDoofus.
Okay, I call him Elf.
Hey, before we go, I'm going to put you on the, I'm going to put you on the spot. We've got about 4 months until the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Who wins the whole thing, Dennis Tobler?
Well, at this point in time, I'm going to say Miami Dolphins is going to win the whole thing. Now, until somebody can score as many points as they can, this year it's not going to be the defense. Hey, it's going to be the offense.
Dennis, I'm in Miami right now, and Miami is so fired up for this McDaniels-led team, and they got something you can't coach against. It's called speed.
It's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Exactly right. It's going to be very hard for any defenses to keep up with them if they stay healthy. And the coaching's great there. The guy's a good coach, you know, and there's not that many of them in the NFL
absolutely is. You know, the people don't know his background. He grew up with Kyle Shanahan in Denver. They were best buddies since like fourth grade, third grade. He hung out at the Shanahan house. He watched Phil training camp at Northern Colorado. He's been a football lifer since he was like 9 years old. And you can really tell because he's innovative. The players love him because he's quirky. He is different from an NFL football coach. And I just think he's got something there that's hard to pinpoint, but it's there.
Yeah, the players love it. That's one of the big things. So that'll help a lot going the way. That's it. That's the choice right now, Fred.
Dennis, one last question, our last couple of minutes here on Sports Overnight America, and already get involved here. Thursday night football announcers, Sunday night football announcers, Monday night football announcers. Which tandem do you like the best, Dennis?
I kind of like the Thursday night games. I kind of like the new look on Prime Video. And I like the way they handle all of their stuff, their interviews, and the people that do the game. I maybe because it's new. But that's the one I like the best.
Art Source, who do you like the best?
And about Michaels. I'm not so sold on Kirk Herbstreit. I think he's being spread out a little thin. I'll tell you what. If Tirico had a different analyst, I think Mike Tirico does a great job on Sunday Night Football. I'm kind of done with both Collinsworths as announcers. I listen to the Notre Dame telecast, and I listen to his son, Jack. Then I listen to Chris, and I just – I'm over it, you know. And Ryan is Hall of Fame pick, but, oh, I'd rather watch the Mannings, to be perfectly blunt with you.
Dennis, in our last 30 seconds, Dolphins-Eagles on Sunday night, you got two quarterbacks who started at Alabama. Tua gets the start. Hurts transfers to Oklahoma. There has to be something there. You've already said you think Miami's going to win the whole thing, but who do you like Sunday night? The Dolphins at the Eagles.
Well, I like Miami there, and I don't know whether or not that old college rivalry
is the line
will have
3 points
to do with it. The line's 2.5 on the Eagles here.
And you like Miami?
Yeah, I'll take the points in Miami.
More time, when can the folks around the world watch Football Forecast Weekly?
It drops every Thursday on footballforecast.com. And let me mention real quick that it's on all of the podcast channels. So wherever you get your audio podcast, whether it's Google or Amazon or Apple Music or Spotify, pick your favorite platform and put in Football Forecast Weekly, and you can hear the audio to the show also.
Dennis, I'll talk to you next week. Stay well, and thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Great. Thanks, you. Dennis. Great to be on with Artie.
Dennis Tobler. Now place your bets, Dennis Tobler. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, I'd like to thank Marty Smith, Sideline CEO, Leadership Principles and Championship Coaches, for making an appearance. And Dennis Tobler. Now place your bets, Dennis Tobler. Folks, it's a great documentary. It really is. And he also does with yours truly, Football Forecast Weekly. You can watch it and listen to it almost everywhere across America and as far away as England. And Art Source with us, and Mark Mancini will be back in our next show, I do believe. All right, let me ask you the question. Dolphins, Eagles, 2.5, Sunday night, Art Source. You live in Pennsylvania now doing Galaxy Sports. Who do you like?
That's a tough one for me. If it was 3, I'd take the Dolphins, but at 2.5, I might have to lead toward the Eagles right now. The Eagles have really not played well. They need to get back to the basics. They've broken new offensive coordinator. What worries me a little bit about Tua in this situation is the Eagles have Hassan Redmond and coming around the corner, and I just don't want to see Tua get hit. And I think if he survives this game, he's going to have a great season. But it's going to be a matter of survival for Tua Tagovailoa. And I think the Eagles are just going to be real tough in the lake. I would have to definitely take the Eagles and lay the 2.5.
Let me ask you a question. Dennis Tobler to disagree, but I think their college rivalry is something to think about. I mean, Jalen Hurts was the starting quarterback.
Oh, I do too, Fred.
Tua beats them out. And now they meet, on national exposure on Sunday night. Comment on that.
Well, you know, I'm pretty good friends with Lee Steinberg, and Lee has talked about it with me before, and that really did hurt Jalen Hurts. People don't realize Jalen had won a national championship. I mean, he had a decent game. I mean, Jalen Hurts, people don't realize when he went to Oklahoma, he was one of the 3 best players in college football. I mean, he was there at the Heisman Trophy, which you vote for, Fred, you know. And I mean, he came very close to winning that trophy with the Oklahoma Sooners and Lincoln Riley, who's now at USC. Jalen Hurts brings something that's completely different that a lot of people don't understand. He has this innate ability to do the right thing. Now, in the Super Bowl, he had one mistake that cost him the game. Really did, the fumble early in the second half. But he has been real good. He has a receiver that nobody really knows very well. I don't know why, A.J. Brown. But that guy is a truck. A defensive back trying to cover him? Good luck.
All right, for Art, for Mario, I'm Fred. Back with more later on Sports Overnight America.